Well, overall, I think the season had a lot of good, a lot of bad things, you know, a lot of things to learn. As from the day one till the end, I think I progressed a lot. But then again, there's still a lot more to improve for me.
Did you prove something to yourself, or did you always know that you were an NHL goaltender? But I guess it's nice to back it up with the type of season you had.
Well, yeah, obviously, I always believed in myself. I don't think there was too many people believing in me when a few years back, but you know, I always had the passion to play, and you know, that's the what it matters.
At what point did you feel you found your groove in your first season back?
Well, I felt good the whole, like, we didn't get the results at the start of some bad games at the start too, but I still felt really good the whole year. And you know, the key is not to let those, you know, not to go too low and not to go too high. So just try to stay in the middle, and you know, that's the key for what I think for my season.
How do you approach camp next September now? Is it any different from last September, or do you feel more comfortable now heading up?
Well, no, obviously, there's I know. Everybody from the organization, so it's going to be a little bit different, but overall it's going to be the same thing. You have to be ready to battle from the first day for your job and for the spot on the team.
Do you feel like you've done enough to be considered this team's number one heading into this?
Well, I don't really think that it even matters what anybody thinks. What matters is who stops the puck, and that's how I'm going to go to the season. That's how I'm going to go to the summer that I'm going to be ready for next year.
Craig, was there a game or a moment where the season kind of turned for you at all? I think back to January, even that game in Carolina, it seemed to be, you know, really a turn.
Well, I think I can really think about the moment, but when I got a few games in a row, and you kind of got in a game like getting games, more and more games, you know, everything just started settling, and you know, you didn't have to wait for a long time to get another chance to play, so that always makes things easier.
Was it hard to get some traction in the early going with going back and forth at first with Rado?
Well, you know, it's tougher when you know there's a lot of more things that you think you just don't. You know, you just try to focus on playing games, but when you don't play, that's the time when you start thinking about all stupid stuff. But obviously, it's easier to get in a playing group when you play.
Has Team Finland talked to you?
I haven't talked with them yet, but I'm sure I'm going to talk the next couple of days.
Is that something you'd be looking forward to? Would you accept an invitation?
To think about it, we have to talk with the coach. I know the coach really well, so it's going to be easy to talk with him about the situation and what they would need from me, and see that we'll see how it goes, if it's a possibility.